Can you come over?
I'd love to, but I can't tonight. Linda's going out with a friend and I've got the kids.
Can you get a babysitter?
I realized I sounded plaintive, and I cursed myself for it. Lawrence had picked up my tone, too. Darling, he said, you know I'd come if I could, don't you?
Sure.
Will you cope okay without me?
Of course.
How?
Oh, I dare say I'll cope the way British women always used to cope, before the invention of weakness.
Lawrence laughed. Fine. Look, you said you wanted advice. Can we talk about it on the phone?
Yes, of course. Look, I need to tell you something. It's all got a little bit complicated. Little B turned up here this morning.
Who?
One of the Nigerian girls, from that day on the beach.
Jesus, I thought you said the men killed her.
I was sure they had. I saw the men drag her off, her and the other one. I watched them being dragged kicking and screaming up the beach. I watched them till they were tiny dots, and something in me just died.
But now? What? She just turned up on your doorstep?
This morning, 2 hours before the funeral.
And you let her in? Wouldn't anyone? No, Sarah. Most people would not.
It was as if she'd returned from the dead, Lawrence. I could hardly just slam the door on her.
But where was she then, if she wasn't dead?
On a boat, apparently. She got out of the country and came here. Then she was 2 years in an immigration detention centre in Essex.
A detention centre? Christ, what did she do?
Nothing. Asylum seekers. Apparently they just lock them up when they arrive here.
For 2 years?
You don't believe me?
I don't believe her. 2 years in detention. She must have done something.
She was African, and she didn't have any money. I suppose they gave her a year for each.
Don't be facetious. How did she find you?
Apparently she had Andrew's driving license. He dropped his wallet in the sand.
Oh my God. And she's still there?
She's asleep on my sofa.